And his presence is fullness of joy this morning. Amen. We are continuing on with our tithes and offerings series on the ABCs of tithing, of why we tithe. And if you weren't here last week, you missed a great message by Pastor Steve on Q was qualified. Last week I spoke on Mother's Day, and he asked me the night before, he said, "Honey, you didn't ask me if I wanted to do tithes and offerings for you because you were going to speak the message." And I smiled at him and said, "Really, you want the letter Q?" That's a difficult one to come up with a word with for tithing, amen? But he got it qualified. Love that. And you tithe and give, you are qualified for the blessings of God. And today we're continuing on with the letter R. And actually, this one was just a very special one to me. When I was praying about it and thinking about it, I just kept coming back to this word, remember. 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 Sometimes when you bring your tithes and offerings, you can come and you can just give and it becomes a motion. The basket goes by, you put your stuff in, and you don't think about it. But here in Redeemed Church, we do things a little different. Amen? We think about what we do when we give our tithes and offerings. And when I was thinking about it last night, when I was getting ready for this, the verse that kept coming up to me was the one in Deuteronomy 8. And if you have your Bibles, you can open it up to Deuteronomy 8 and verse 17. When you remember something, that word means you don't forget it, you put a name to it, and you are sure of it. It's like you're recounting, you're recalling. When I look at the American flag, I just don't look at it and go, "Oh, there's America." No, it makes you stop and think about all the lives that were laid down and sacrificed so we could live in the land of the free and the brave, right? You don't just look at it and go, "Okay, whatever." No, you think about all of the people that have gone on our behalf to fight other nations to keep us safe, and those that are here in the United States that fight things to keep us safe. It's a way to remember. Amen? You see it. I love the big, huge ones. Harley-Davidson has a huge American flag. And yeah, that thing just, it just waves. It's awesome. But every time I see it, I'm almost stirred to tears because of what it represents. Well, guess what? Your tithes and offering, they are a flag. They're a banner for every time you give your tithes and offerings to stop and remember what God has done. Amen? And in Deuteronomy 8:17, it says, "You might say in your heart, the power and strength of my hands have made this wealth for me." Wow. How many people do we know across the United States, but also the world, that have risen up and have done something amazing and wealth has come to them, and you hear out of their own mouth, "I did this. This was me." As a Christian, you shouldn't be saying that. You say, "Well, but I got this job." No, 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 no. The Lord blessed you with that job. "Well, I had to get the education." Well, he blessed you with the mind to be able to understand so that you could get the education. "But I just came upon this naturally." Guess what, guys? There's nothing natural about it. You were beautifully and wonderfully formed in your mother's womb. And when he beautifully and wonderfully formed you, he had a plan and a purpose and a destiny for you. So everything that comes to you is from the Lord. He provided the way and the means. Yes, you might have worked really super hard at something. But guess what? Without the Lord, you wouldn't have gotten there. Even the ideas of the people that say, "I did this," guess what? Those ideas more than likely came from the Lord. And somewhere along the line, I bet we could trace back that they were brought up in church, or they had a praying grandma or a praying mom or a praying dad or a praying aunt or a praying uncle, someone who was praying for them to receive that idea that would change the world. So it says we might get to this place where you say in your heart that "I have done this." But this is where tithes and offerings is so important, because tithes and offerings is a "but I know where it's from." it's almost like in the middle of this, there should be a, wait a second, pull out your tithes banner and begin waving it. Why? So you can glorify yourself? No. So it reminds you where your wealth came from. In verse 18, it says, but remember. So he's saying, you might say in your heart, but remember, that is the Lord your God who gives you the power to gain wealth in order to confirm his covenant that he swore to your forefathers even this day. He's blessing you because it was promised to your great, 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 however many greats back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Right? We're part of that seed. We're part of that family. He is fulfilling his covenant to us. Whoo! So when you get your tithes and offerings, or you write that check, stop for a second and say, man, Lord, thank you. Thank you for all you have done in my life. Thank you for the wealth that has come in, that I can pay all my bills, that I can have more than enough to bless others, that I can give to missions, that I can give to every good work. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in my life. And you see it as a banner being waved, reminding you that your wealth came from him. And when you give your tithes and offerings, it turns into more than just putting something in the basket. It gets you that almost emotional feeling when, like I was describing, when I see the big, huge American flag waving in the wind, it reminds you a lot went behind this to bring you to this place. And the same is true with your tithes and offering. A lot went behind it to bring you to this place where you can bring this amount of your tithes and offering. Don't forget the Lord when you get your wealth. And the way to do that is to keep giving your tithes and offerings. Amen? So remember where your wealth comes from today. Grab your tithes and offerings. Father, I just thank you so much for this word today. Remember. Father, even this past week when I was thinking back, Lord, of the smaller amounts that we've given in the past as our tithes and offerings to where we've come to today, personally. And God, I am amazed at what you have done. I am floored at how far you have brought us. But God, I know that you're not done yet either. And so, Lord, I pray that as we bring our tithes and offerings, that we would remember where that wealth came from. We would remember. We would stop. We wouldn't just be flippant and, oh, okay, or tradition-minded and just place something in the basket. But God, we would remember everything that you've done in the past, God, and we would bring it with praise and honor and glory to your name, because God, we choose not to forget how we got to this place, and that was because of you. Thank you for your faithfulness today, Lord. Bless every seed that is sown. Bless the sower, a hundredfold harvest in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen and amen.
And let's pray over this message today, and we'll get right into it. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear what your Spirit would say to us today, each one. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And, you know, I was thinking this morning how, you know, before we get into this, that sometimes the enemy, the devil, his little henchmen, his little demonic forces whisper things in people's ears, even Christians, even people that love God. And he'll tell me often, he'll say things like when I'm doing this, he'll say stuff like, you have no right to be up there talking to these people. He'll say things to believers like in church. He'll say, you don't belong here. What are you doing here? Who do you think you are? You don't belong in this group of people. You know who you are. He's a filthy, low-down, lying devil. Somebody say, I'm here because I belong here, because I choose to be here, because I'm part of the great big family of God. Amen. And yeah, we're all works in progress. me included. But somebody say, I'm here because I belong here. And our dear guests, one from the nation of Colombia, God bless you. Gloria a Dios. But I had the opportunity to receive from a ministry from Colombia years ago from a minister named Cesar Castaneos. And him and his wife were there at our church across the river in Portland at New Beginnings years ago. And he wanted to pray over all the pastors. And I was in the children's ministry at that time, so I was a children's minister. So I came up on the stage with all of our pastors, and I mean, he would just touch them and they would fall down under the power of God and just be, oh man. I mean, just if you've ever experienced that type of thing, it is a powerful thing. And I was the last one. And they were speaking in Spanish, and I know poquito español. And here he comes, him and his wife and his interpreter. And they saw me, and his wife said, there's one more in the back. And here, and I mean, before he got within 10 feet of me, I just went down under the power of God. And I heard with my ears, he said, he was pointing to me on the floor. He said, you will know God as your father. Papa. And he didn't say it in English. His interpreter was interpreting. You will know God as your father. And I just think somebody here today needs to know that. That's the kind of God. He's not the man upstairs. He's not somebody up there. He's not whoever you think he is or she is or it is. No, he is your heavenly father if you receive him. If you receive the work that his son did on the cross, do you understand how special that makes you? If you just say, I believe in what Jesus Christ did on the cross, that when he bled and died and suffered, it was for me. It was for me, for my sins. My sin put him on the cross. I needed it, man. And I still need it today. That same blood that flowed 2,000 plus years ago, that was a work that was done for Steve Livengood. And when you say, I receive that work, I receive the work that was done at the cross, and you just say it, you know what, Lord, I receive it. Let's just all say it together right now. Just say, Lord, I receive it, the work that you did for me on the cross. And what happens is when you say that, there's a change of fathers in your life. Where once your father was the devil, no longer. Somebody say, no longer. Now your father is God. Abba, Father God. Praise his name forevermore. Hallelujah. So I say the same thing that Pastor Castellanos said. You will know him as Daddy. Abba, Papa, Dad, Father. Amen. Glory to his name forevermore. Amen. And you belong here as part of the... You know where you don't belong? You don't belong in hell. You don't belong sick. You don't belong poor. You don't belong depressed. You don't belong addicted because you're a part of the family of God. Hallelujah. And the devil will send people calling... Hey, remember when we used to fill in the blank? They'll be on social media, reaching out, voices. But the Bible clearly says, Jesus said, a stranger's voice you will not follow. Amen. Somebody say, I'm with him. I'm with him. I'm going up. I'm growing up and I'm going up. And the devil is shutting up. That's a good response to the devil when he whispers something in your ear. Just say out loud, shut up, devil. Let's all say that together. Shut up, devil. And then just start laughing at him. There's joy in the Holy Ghost, man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to start today. You know, this is kind of a transition service. We're going to move into some patriotic messages going forward starting next week. Believe in God for our country and from Memorial Day through 4th of July. It's one of my favorite times of the year. And how many know our country needs the word, man? Needs people who are people of this book, right? That are standing up and voting and being involved. The children need strong adults that are not psychos. Amen, right? So that we'll start that next week. But today, I wanted to have talk about, you know, when you get saved, when you get born again, you have a benefits package from God. Now, the best one, obviously, is you're not going to hell, you're going to heaven. Hallelujah. If there was one we had to pick, that would be the one. I mean, if I have to go through hell on earth, but I get heaven at the end, I'm going to say 10,000 years from now, that probably would be worth it. But we have such a complete Savior that He has provided His words for us to guide us through this life. This life. Amen? And today I want to talk about the benefit of health. This is a healing in service. Amen. You've heard of health insurance. This is about your health assurance. Amen. The same blood that forgave me of my sins also heals me and helps me to stay well. Amen. Exodus chapter 15, I want to start there. In verse 24, this is when the children of Israel were being, you know, brought out of Egypt, and they had all that great deliverance, supernatural things. But then they began to complain and whine and gripe and all of that, right, against Moses. And it says this, and the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters, the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. And he said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God," somebody say, "my God," the voice of my God. See, a lot of people say, God doesn't say enough. I don't hear God. That is the most ignorant thing a human being could ever say. God is not speaking to me. Ignorant. We know the devil's speaking. Just turn on the news. He's got a lot of followers out there, right? But see, God is spirit, and so are you. I did a funeral this last Saturday, and there was an urn about this big sitting on a little table, and that was the ashes of Sister Dawn. She was not in the urn. Her spirit had departed and gone home to be with heaven. So that's all death is a departure. The person in the box, that's not the person. The person has left, right? To one of two destinations. There's not 31 genders, and there's not 31 options for where to spend eternity. Heaven or hell, up or down, smoking or non, right? Judgment or reward. Hallelujah. Amen. So we hear God. He speaks to us in our spirit, man. So it takes practice, because how many of you notice this life is full of noise? Constant clamoring. Now we've got things in our pocket that ding and vibrate, and, you know, I got to see who that was. I got to see who liked my message. You know what I'm saying? There's these constant voices. So it's really, really good as Christians to have time every day that we just get quiet. Quiet. Somebody say, quiet. And you just get in the Bible, and you read the Bible, and you talk to your Father, just like he's your Father. And then you spend time listening for his reply. A lot of times it'll come in the form of just a knowing on the inside. I know I'm in touch with my Heavenly Father, right? I just have this feeling. Remember that song? I've got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Amen. Where does that come from? Spending time with our Heavenly Father. Amen. But he said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, keep his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Somebody say, he is the Lord who heals me. Right? So if anybody ever had a disease or something, some sickness come on them, they should never say the words, God, why did you put this on me? Because he did not put that on me. It could be that 42 Big Macs this week put that on me. Amen. Drinking more coffee than water might have put that on me. Right? Hallelujah. So we know God is the God of health and healing, not of sickness and disease. This is foundational stuff to get because it helps us to have faith for healing. When he said in this Bible, he said, I'm your healer, that is Jehovah Rapha. Somebody say, Rapha, my healer. But I need to be in the practice of hearing what he's telling me to do and obeying him, and then I'll be walking in a life of health and peace. Amen. Doesn't mean if you've been alive on this planet for more than 5 minutes, you'll know that doesn't mean nothing's ever going to come against you. But you come back to the Word. Somebody say, come back to the Word. I remember Brian Tracy, motivational speaker, years ago when I was in high school, and we would watch these videos in physical education, and we would, it sounds silly what he's saying, he'd say, look in a mirror and just say, I like myself. I like myself. And us 16-year-old kids were like, ah. Well, one of the things that he said, as far as a work mentality, is he said, you've always got to be telling yourself, I've got to get back to work. Because things try to distract you all day long. I've got to get back to work. I've got to get back to work. I've got to get back to work. And I'm telling you, as Christians, we've got to constantly be telling ourselves, I've got to get back to the Word. I've got to get back to the Word. I've got to get back to the Word, back to the Word. Somebody say, get back to the Word. To what God said. Amen. Because when it says, I am the Lord that healeth thee, that means words like physician. Somebody say, he's my physician. I saw my physician on Friday. I haven't seen him in a really long time. It was our annual physical, whatever you call it, right? And, you know, I like the guy. He's a good guy. But he's not all-knowing. He doesn't have time to wonder what's going on with Steve 24/7. And we went through the results of blood tests and all these kind of things, you know. How many know we have better blood in Jesus? And they'll ask questions like, did your parents, did your grandparents have that issue and this issue and that issue? How many know if you're born again, you have God DNA in you that can reverse the natural effects of these bodies if we stick with him? Hallelujah, right? That's the power of the blood. It says he's my physician. He's the one who repairs me. That's the word repair. I mean, all these bodies sometimes need to be repaired. Hallelujah. To mend by stitching sounds like surgery, doesn't it, right? Amen? It means to cure, to cause, to heal, to thoroughly make whole. Amen. Glory to God forevermore. I mean, it's good to know this is part of our benefits package in the Lord. And these next few minutes before we pray and say some stuff, I wanted to bring attention. We have these little booklets. I don't know how many we have right now, but get this. If you don't have this, God's Creative Power for Healing by Charles Capps, CappsMinistries.com. There's a lot of different aspects we could focus on with our healing and our health. But today, I want to zero in on, for a bit, the power of our spoken words. Amen? Have you ever heard anybody say, I'll probably be dead before I'm 60? There was one person that, you know, years ago, and they passed away, like, I don't know, early 40s or something like that. Come to find out, they had already made arrangements to their family. When I die, here's where I want my remains to be sent. And, I mean, this is, come on, right? The power of our words, things that we say, being in the, you know, we've been created in the image of God. How did God create the heavens and the earth in Genesis? He spoke it. So what's coming out of my mouth? We need to be really good with the help of God's Spirit. We need to be really good at hearing ourselves talk and reeling it. Remember that we were just singing, "Rain me in." I will never say that again. How many know there's some things the Spirit of God might say, don't ever say that again. You ever heard anyone say, that just kills me? Don't ever say that. That just kills me, man. No. Oh, I just laughed to death, myself to death. Somebody say, shut yourself up. Well, I feel this, I think I might be catching the flu. Don't be saying that. It's flu season. I'll probably catch it. Rain me in. What's wrong with saying, I'll never have the flu again? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the blood of the Lamb, I will never have. You know, there was, over the past couple years, it seemed like about every couple months, I was getting some kind of a cold. Right? And I started thinking, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm done with it. And I began to pray about it and seek the Lord about it. And the Lord led me to add vitamins. 500 milligrams of vitamin C, still had a cold. Okay, how about 1,000? A couple months later, still had a cold. Okay, how about Costco, vitamin C plus, whatever they call it, zinc and everything like that. Haven't had a cold now in 6 months. Stay on the word and listening for the wisdom of God. Now, I have felt symptoms try to come. How many know when you start feeling symptoms of a cold, feverish, a little achy, a little in the back of your throat? No, you gargle some of that, you know, mouthwash a couple times a day. Stay on the word. Amen. These bodies need help. Right? And I just don't care to be having the flu every couple months. I don't think I should. I sure don't want to be sharing it with you. Amen. So somebody say, stay with the word and be listening for the instructions from the Holy Spirit. Amen. He has helped me with my diet. There's still improvements I need to make in my diet. I'm aware of that. But he's helping me. Somebody say, he's helping me. Because a lot of our health problems, a lot of the body of Christ just thinks, come and lay hands on me and I'll be healed and I don't want to have any sort of life change. Well, no. Somebody say, we're going to have some life change if you want your life to change and be prolonged. Amen? Proverbs 18:21, these are some verses that Brother Capps shares in his book. He said he was talking about the importance. In fact, I'm going to read this quote to you from him before we get into this. Somebody say, hallelujah. Rein me in. Brother Cap said this, and what a great, he's in heaven now. His daughter Annette runs the ministry, but such a great faith ministry. Amen. He said, I am convinced from my study of the Word of God that your own words can change your immune system for better or worse. James 3, 2 through 7. The words you speak are vital to your health and well-being. I believe there are some diseases that will never be cured unless people learn to speak the language of health and the body that the body understands. God's word is infused and grafted into you by giving voice. Somebody say, give voice. Right? Giving voice to his word with your own mouth, and this is the language of health to your body. Hallelujah. Somebody say, speak to your body. It's going to feel weird. It's going to feel strange, but do it anyway. I had a tetanus shot also, and it felt weird. It felt strange. But you know what? It was 10 years, and I work with wildlife and around dogs all the time, so the wisdom is have a tetanus shot. My arm's been sore, not today. I got the shot. Somebody say, get the shot of faith from the Word of God, even if it's uncomfortable. It was interesting, though. Like, she rubbed a little oil on there first, and honestly, I didn't even feel the shot. I was like, you're done? Really? And they're like, well, you'll feel it later. Amen. Put the word in you now, and the devil will feel it later. Hallelujah, right? Amen. And he said in Proverbs 18:21, if you have your notes there, we're going to stick with the notes now for the duration. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So should we be speaking more life or more death? Well, what do you want, I guess, is the question. You want that to happen? Well, I'll probably die someday in a car accident. No, just rein yourself in, man. No. And a lot of it is fear-based, just negativity-based. Amen. A lot of it is when we're holding grudges against other people, when we're having issues forgiving other people, it makes us harder to stay in faith. When we're not walking in love toward other people, it makes our hearts hard, and it's harder to get into what the Word is saying because we're living in disobedience. If there's some kind of sin that we're doing in our life that we know the Word says is a sin, then you can speak all you want. But we need to be listening as much as we're speaking. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I listened to Rabbi Joseph Shulam on Saturdays often, Messianic rabbi in Jerusalem. And he said, it's the weekly Torah portion that the Jews and many Messianic Christians, it's a portion of the, you know, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And they read a little portion every week. And then he just teaches for about 20 minutes on it. He said yesterday, I am not an American, so I do not have to be politically correct. He said, listen first to the Word and to the Holy Spirit, and then your pastor and leader. How many know, as Christians, we should know our Bibles. So if some clown is up here teaching, even if it's Dr. Clown, Professor Clown, and they're clowning around with the truth, you know the difference. Our college campuses, the kids on a lot of these college campuses, that we're really praying that they hear the Word of God, man, that they find, and there are ministries out there that are reaching these kids. There's revivals going. I know we hear a lot of crazy stuff going on in a lot of college campuses, but there's also people out there sharing the Word. Amen. Somebody say, get back to the Word. Get back to the Word. Why? Because death and life. What do you want? We need to put voice to what God says in our life. Amen? Luke 6:45 says this, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks." So that takes it even deeper, right? If I'm continually saying things, negative, fear, sickness, it's because that's what's in my heart. That's what I believe. Amen? So it's even deeper than what is coming out of my mouth, because what's coming out of my mouth in abundance is what's in my heart in abundance. And the only one that can help us to weed out all that stuff and plant new crops is the Holy Ghost and ourself getting into the Word. Amen? Job 22:28 says this, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee." So it's not just enough to read the Word and hear it. We need to be speaking it over our lives, over our kidneys, over our hearts, over our joints, over our minds. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:7, "A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul." In Proverbs, you can just read through and find out the difference between a fool. You can find out what a fool is and just say, "I'm not going to be that." Because I don't want that fruit in my life. Amen? Mark 11:23, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." So if I shall have whatsoever I say, I better be watching what I say. And that's not legalism. That's truthism. Amen. I am a product right now, and you are a product of what we've been saying in our lives. Amen. Proverbs 18:20, "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips he shall be filled." Somebody say, "I choose life." Hallelujah. Didn't Jesus say, "I've come to give you life and more life"? Amen? Praise his name. James 3:6, "The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell." Boy, that'll preach. So what do? Cut my tongue out? No. You retrain your tongue. You and the Holy Ghost and the Word of God, we train our own tongues. We're not saying that anymore, tongue. And Lord, right now we pray your blessing on our military as they're flying out over the ocean. Amen. God bless America. The National Guard over there. Hallelujah. Proverbs 21:23. "Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles." Hallelujah. Kind of makes me think of a hockey goalkeeper. Right? Thoughts coming at you from the left and the right, and you've got to stop those thoughts, right? We gotta keep our own mouths out of trouble. Praise his name forevermore. Proverbs 10:11, "The mouth of the righteous man is a well of life." Have you ever had somebody tell you something bad about you? I remember the only job I was ever fired from was at Plush Pippin Pie. They've been gone for a long time. I guess they got fired eventually. I don't know. I was at Clackamas Town Center. I was 16 years old. And I guess they didn't think I was doing my job right. One day, the manager brought me this mangled up pie. And she said, I just want you to remember the kind of day you had today. There you go. And you know, the funny thing is, I accepted it. I accepted the pie. So I accepted her point of view. And the Lord taught me something about that. Never, ever accept anything anyone has to say about you except what I say about you. Don't just accept that mangled up, nasty pie the devil's offering you. Or someone who's in authority over you, or some voice out there tells you you're such a loser and so messed up. You reject that. And you find something else to say about you. No, no, no. No, sir. With all due respect, sir, ma'am, I'm a success. Hallelujah. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. This may not be the place I'll be forever. But I choose to be a success, and I'm not going to accept that negative report. Amen. In fact, I reject it. Take your pie and go home. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Proverbs 12:6, the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Glory to God forevermore. Proverbs 12:14, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. Proverbs 12:18, the tongue of the wise is health. Somebody say, speak health. Don't be griping about all the issues going on. Every time you feel a symptom, don't start researching the symptom. I need to Google that. Pain inside. I'm going to die. Guess what? You ever seen Braveheart? Every man dies. Not every man really lives. Guess what? If the devil tells you you're going to die, that's not breaking news. Is anyone still alive on this planet that's 200 years old? Everyone is going to depart at some point. Amen? Well, there is a rapture coming. For the Church of Jesus Christ that is following Jesus, that is next on God's calendar. It could happen before we say amen. But don't let the devil freak you out about dying. The Bible says to the Christian, dying is gain. It's advancement. It's promotion. Don't you know, when you're a Christian, when you've Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, there's a better place you're on your way to with all kinds of other believers in the family of God that have gone on before. Now, if someone's not born again, death, there's nothing scarier. That's why you still see people sometimes out there wearing masks and acting like, don't touch me, even now. Because they are totally freaked out about the possibility of dying. Some of them are still living by themselves, just shut off from the rest of, you know, the public. This is a fear thing, man. If you're a believer, yeah, we should wash our hands, absolutely. Did anyone really need instructions on how to wash your hands, by the way, if you're an adult? I mean, or if you have contagious symptoms, did anyone really need to know, distance yourself a little bit from other people? Don't breathe on people. Anybody really need to? I mean, these are good reminders. But how many know we don't live in fear of death? Because my Lord and Savior conquered death. And because of him, we have eternal life. Amen. Glory to his name forevermore. Proverbs 12:18. Let's go. Proverbs 13:3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. Remember that, the police, anything you can say will be used against you. You have a right to remain silent. How many know sometimes being silent is better than saying something dumb? Just zip. Not going to say that. Not going to say it. I feel it, but I'm not going to say it. In fact, let's just say the opposite. I'm healed. In Jesus' name, right? Proverbs 14:3, the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Preservation power. Proverbs 15:4, a gentle tongue with its healing power is a tree of life, but willful contrariness in it breaks down the spirit. Somebody say, don't be contrary to the word of God. The devil, one of his, you know, descriptive, one of the devil's pronouns, his personal pronoun, adversary. Why? Because he says everything adverse and opposite to the truth. So we, if our Father is God, we have no business saying anything opposite and adverse to the word of God. Amen. Rein me in. Proverbs 16:23. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. You know what this makes me think of? Don't just say the first thing that pops into your head. Well, I gotta be honest. I can't lie. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think I'm gonna die. No. See, there is a truth in God that supersedes how you feel right now or what you think you should say. How many know some of us, all of us, just need to reel in things we just feel like we need to say. I just need to get this off of my chest. Keith Moore, a great minister that I love, he said, letting it out is letting it in. So we need to be watching what we're letting out. Do I really want that out? Is that what I really want? Yes or no? Hallelujah. Amen? The heart of the wise teaches his mouth. See, my mouth shouldn't be saying stuff without checking with my heart first. Right? Amen. And then Proverbs 16:24, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Hallelujah. See, there's power in our own words that we speak with faith. Amen. And there's also the ability to have unbelief and words of unbelief that bring negative results. Hallelujah. I mean, isn't this how we got saved? When you get born again, you don't just think about it. It's not divine selection. No, it said, he who believes in his heart and confesses with your mouth, Jesus Christ, you will be saved. So you who believe in your heart and confess in your mouth that you're healed, that you're free, somebody say, so be it. That's the word amen. So be it. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor George Pearson's over at Eagle Mountain said this in his message last week. He said, it all begins with your mouth. He said, talk to your life. Command it to straighten out. Amen. Now, of course, there's going to be work to do, but it begins with our words. Amen. I mean, if I go to my closet and I say, in the name of Jesus, be organized, and then walk away. right? This isn't Mary Poppins where she snaps her finger and... No, but in the name of Jesus, I receive the wisdom I need to organize my closet. What needs to go to Goodwill? What needs to, you know what I'm saying? And I speak an organized mind. Hallelujah. You get a health report, and the doctor's got all these boxes checked, this and this and this and this, and you're like, oh, my word. How will I ever have time to think of anything else? You speak to that report. In the name of Jesus Christ, that's not happening to me. I receive my healing and my health. And Lord, in the same breath, I repent for anything that I've been doing to bring that on me. For me, a number of years ago, it was dairy. Doctors aren't lying to you. They're telling you the facts, right? But, you know, the final word is with God. And I don't need to do everything my doctor tells me. They're there to make suggestions and tell you what numbers are. Dr. Avery Jackson has a great broadcast on the Victory Network called The God Prescription. Amazing brain surgeon. And he was talking about cholesterol numbers. And he said a lot of physicians are just trained to go with numbers. And if your numbers are this, then you need a pill. Everything's a drug. Everything's a drug, a drug, a drug, a drug. Remember the Huey Lewis song, I want a new drug. Just give me a drug that'll fix how I feel. No, that's not how I want to live. If I need it for a little while, but show me where I need to repent. But he said what they should be asking is, how do you feel? How do you feel? Amen? The word of God and the words that come out of our mouth can actually change how we feel. Hallelujah, forevermore. And we go with the word. But I learned a number of years ago that I needed to start making dietary changes, man. Yeah. And I'm a work in progress. There's a few things I had to change, and I did change, and the Lord's helping me to change so that I can live longer and stronger. Because I don't want my own health to become a distraction from the things God has called me to do. But in this book, Brother Charles put healing confessions in the back. And we're going to say some of these together as we close today. Somebody clear your throat. I'm just going to say this here's his prescription. He says, this is to be taken by mouth 3 times a day until faith comes. Then 1 a day to maintain faith. If circumstances grow worse, double the dosage. There are no harmful side effects. He says, right. Hallelujah. All right, you ready for some confessions? We're going to say some stuff right now. Say this after me. Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. Here's the next one. Say this. I am free from unforgiveness and strife. I forgive others as Christ has forgiven me. For the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. And then after each confession, he gives scripture references. You can look up and study. That one is Matthew 6:12 and Romans 5:5. The first one was Colossians 1:21-22. It's good to have, you know, a Bible foundation for what we're saying, right? Here's the next one. Say this. Jesus bore my sins in his body on the tree. Therefore, I am dead to sin and alive unto God. By his stripes I am healed and made whole. And he gives 1 Peter 2:24, Romans 6:11, 2 Corinthians 5:21 for those. Hallelujah. Say this together. Say, Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness or pain, for God sent his word and healed me. Psalm 107:20. Somebody might be getting healed right now while we're doing this. I mean, that's what church is all about. A place to come to give your life to Jesus, a place to come get healed, get encouraged. Amen? So don't be surprised if you get home later today and realize that pain is gone. That issue is gone. Say this, Father, because of your word, I am an overcomer. I overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. 1 John 4:4 and Revelation 12:11 are those. Next one. Say this, you have given me abundant life. I receive that life through your word, and it flows to every organ of my body, bringing healing and health. John 10:10 and John 6:63. You might just want to lay hands on your own head or your chest while we're doing this. Amen. Say this, Heavenly Father, I attend to your word. I incline my ears to your sayings. I will not let them depart from my eyes. I keep them in the midst of my heart, for they are life and healing to all my flesh. Proverbs 4:20 and 22 through 22. Next one. Say this. As God was with Moses, so he is with me. My eyes are not dim, neither are my natural forces abated. Blessed are my eyes, for they see, and my ears, for they hear. Deuteronomy 34, verse 7. Hallelujah. Say this, no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. In my pathway is life, healing, and health. Psalm 91, 10 and 11, and Proverbs 12, 28. I think we should just keep going. Say this, Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. The life of God flows within me, bringing healing to every fiber of my being. Matthew 8:17 and John 6:63. Next one, say this, I am redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3:13 is flowing in my bloodstream. It flows to every cell of my body, restoring life and health. Mark 11:23 and Luke 17:6. Next one. The life of 1 Peter 2:24 is a reality in my flesh, restoring every cell of my body. Next one. I present my body to God, for it is the temple of the living God. God dwells in me, and his life permeates my body, my spirit, and my soul, so that I am filled with the fullness of God daily. That's Romans 12:1 and 2 and John 14:20. Here's the next one. Say this, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I make a demand on my body to release the right chemicals. My body is in perfect chemical balance. My pancreas secretes the proper amount of insulin for life and health. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Say this, Heavenly Father, through your word, you have imparted your life to me. That life restores my body. With every breath I breathe and every word I speak. John 6:63 and Mark 11:23. Couple more. Say this, that which God has not planted is dissolved and rooted out of my body in Jesus' name. 1 Peter 2:24 is engrafted into every fiber of my being, and I am made alive with the life of God. That's Mark 11:23 and John 6:63. And this just goes on and on and on. So let's go on and on a little bit more. Can you take a few more of these? This one is specifically geared toward tumors and arthritis. Say this out loud. Jesus bore the curse for me. Therefore, I forbid growths and tumors to inhabit my body. The life of God within me dissolves growths and tumors, and my strength and health is restored. Matthew 16:19 and John 14:13 and Mark 11:23. Say this, my blood pressure is 120 over 80. The life of God flows in my blood and cleanses my arteries of all matter that does not pertain to life. Mark 11:23. Say this, my heartbeat is normal. My heart beats with the rhythm of life, carrying the life of God throughout my body, restoring life and health abundantly. John 17:23 and Ephesians 2:22. Say this, I have a strong heart. Every heartbeat floods my body with life and cleanses me of disease and pain. That's Exodus 23:25 and Mark 11:23. Isn't this great? Hallelujah. Here's one for immune system. Say this, my immune system grows stronger day by day. I speak life to my immune system. I forbid confusion in my immune system. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me and quickens my immune system with the life and wisdom of God, which guards the life and health of my body. Hallelujah. Here's one for bones. I speak to the bones and joints of my body. I call you normal in Jesus' name. My bones and joints will not respond to any disease. For the spirit of life of 1 Peter 2:24 permeates every bone and joint of my body with life and health. Oh, praise the name forevermore. Here's one for long life. I will not die, but live and declare the works of God. Psalm 118:17. Say this, we'll do one more here. Lord, you have blessed my food and water and have taken sickness away from me. Therefore, I will fulfill the number of my days in health. Exodus 23, 25, 26. Let's all stand up on our feet this morning as we close and just thank him for being our healer. Just say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my healing today. Hallelujah. So, Father, these words that we have heard and spoken, we enforce them in the name and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your health assurance program that we receive by faith in the name and by the blood of Jesus, that our bodies will live long and live strong. We bind every sickness and disease in this room, every injury, every broken bone, every organ that's out of alignment. And I say what Pastor George said. We say, straighten out. Body, health, straighten out. in the name and by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for being our healer. We'll walk in praise and thanksgiving toward you today. Somebody say, I believe it and I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.